Hey, it is Wednesday, and I am so excited for another episode of Snipes and Stripes. We have a lot to cover today, and of course, we'll probably spend a couple seconds on the Maple Leafs. That's always that'll always get the fans riled up. But first, I want to thank our sponsors, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts. And thank you to Bet Online for being a sponsor of Snipes and Stripes all season. We really appreciate it. Also, thank you to Whiskey in the Wild, my partner's whiskey. Jeremy Roenick's whiskey. It is fantastic. It's available now in over 45 states, I think. And also to my new neck protected neck guards. We're kicking ass and taking names right now. It's going phenomenal. We've been approved by the National Hockey League. We meet all USA hockey requirements, and we're doing a lot of customization for team organizations and teams throughout the US and soon to be in Canada within the next 3 to 4 weeks. So first of all, we need to touch on the Boston-Toronto series. Went 7 games. It was a great series. Went to overtime in the seventh game, and Pasta put it away, and there was a lot of relief on Jimmy Montgomery's face when that happened. I think Monty thought that if they didn't win that game, even though I think he is a phenomenal coach and a great hockey mind, that he would probably lose his job. You can't lead 2 years in a row in the first round 3-1 and lose the series. But they managed to pull it out, give Toronto a lot of credit. Without Austin Matthews in the lineup, winning games 5 and 6, five on the road, 6 at home to force it to a game 7. But ultimately, the Leafs fell short again. They've been out of the second round once in the last 20 years, or I'm sorry, out of the first round once in the last 20 years. One and done, one and done. Make the playoffs, finished in the first round. So let's to sum it up, it's basically a goddamn shit show in Toronto right now. It is. It's you've got Mitch Marner doing his press conference yesterday, basically saying he's a god, saying he's treated like a god in Toronto. I think it was I don't know who his PR person was, but that was a shitty way to address the media by saying that, we're treated like gods in Toronto. I think it was a poor choice of words. I think he is on his way out. You have to make a change in Toronto. It is a friggin' country club there. And you've got these four guys that are making 10 plus a year. This shit is not working. It's time to change it up. I honestly, if I was running the organization, I would trade Mitch Marner. I would buy out John Tavares. I don't think he's the leader of this team. I've said it on many episodes on Snipes and Stripes. He did nothing in Long Island. That team actually became better when he was traded to or signed as a UFA in Toronto. And I would make Austin Matthews the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, because really, how that team goes is determined by how Austin Matthews plays. I think if you give him that leadership role, I think he has it to maybe step up. And if he doesn't, then we'll see. But John Tavares is not the leader. Mitch Marner, you've got to trade him. It's not working. Trade him for a couple stud defensemen, because I was really impressed with Domi, Bertuzzi, how the rest of that team played. And I'll give the defense a lot of credit. Their D played a lot better than what I thought they would, but they are missing Listen, I love Morgan Riley, but he wouldn't be a number one defenseman on I don't think on any other team in the NHL. So they need a stud defenseman. If I was well, we'll see if there's any changes in GM and coaching. I think Brad Treliving is an excellent GM. It was his first year in Toronto. He inherited that team from Kyle Dubas, who I think Kyle Dubas is the most overrated general manager in the league. He built that team. He built it on four players. You can't win on four players. And he goes to Toronto or goes to Pittsburgh and makes a trade to get Erik Karlsson, and now is stuck on the hook for $9.5 million or $11 million for the next 6, 7 years. That's not a good deal. So everybody, just because this guy is young and he wears glasses, I know I'm wearing glasses right now, but just because he's young and he wears glasses doesn't mean that he's a smart GM, okay? A lot of these guys, somehow they get pigeoned and or pegged that they're a great GM. I don't think Kyle Dubas is a good GM. I think Brad Treliving's a good GM, and I think he'll do a good job there. I think Sheldon Keefe is overrated. The only thing he's ever won was with the Toronto Marlies while Dubas was the coach, and that's why Dubas was the GM, and that's why Dubas promoted him to the head coaching job with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I think Sheldon Keefe is a shitty coach, to be honest with you. I think he got out coached by Jim Montgomery, and they need to make a coaching change. This place, as I said, is a freaking country club in there, and they need to bring in somebody like a Craig Berube. Craig Berube should be the next coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. This guy will not take any shit. He will hold the players accountable. It will not be a country club in there, but he'll also give them love. He'll also respect them. He is a player's coach. The players like playing for him. But he demands accountability, and he is going to call people out. You need a player like that in this country club atmosphere that they have right now, because it is not working the way it is. Brad Treliving, Brendan Shanahan, this is a personal service announcement to you both. Pull the trigger, give Craig Berube a 5-year deal at $5 million a year. He deserves that. He's a Stanley Cup champ. Give it to him. I'm telling you, he will turn this team around. Ship out Marner, get a couple stud defensemen or at least one. This will be a team that in the next couple of years, starting next year, if they make these changes, will be a team that will get out of the first round. Because enough of this. It's a disgrace what's going on in Toronto. So anyway, I'm done with Toronto. I'm sure a lot of people are. Kudos to Boston. Listen, they go to Florida. They beat Toronto on Saturday night. Get on a plane Sunday, fly to Boston, and play Boston on Monday. I was shocked. So I'm sorry that I didn't do the weekend update on Monday, because I got a case of the onset of pneumonia over the weekend. And I was laying in bed on Monday watching that game, and I was shivering and shaking, and then I was sweating, and I had everything going on. And I was watching the game. It was a great hockey game. And Boston, or Florida scored the first goal, and I go, here you go, here you go, you know. And I turn the TV off because I'm exhausted. I can't even stay awake. And then I wake up at around midnight and I check the score, and it's 5-1, and I couldn't believe it. So I'm fortunate I'm able to tape the game. So I watched the game the next day, and I couldn't believe how Boston played for a team that had just been finished a 7-game series. You know what? Maybe they were still riding that high. Maybe Florida had too much time off in beating Tampa in 5 games. Shout out to Brandon Carlo, having a baby Sunday morning, Monday morning, Sunday night, gets on a private plane Monday morning. Flies to Florida, just celebrated the birth of his baby boy, scores a goal. Great guy. Shout out to Brandon Carlo for that. That was awesome. And I think it's going to be a phenomenal game tonight. I am really excited to see it. But my prediction is Florida is going to take this game. I don't know if they, no team takes a team late in the playoffs, but I think Florida realized, hey, boys, we're in a cage match here. This is a cage match. Like, this is the team that's built for the playoffs, and we've got to get our shit together, and we've got to play a strong game too, because if not, we're going on the road back to Boston down two games. So I predict Florida will win tonight. And Jeremy Swayman, Jim Montgomery and the whole Boston organization, they've been in a great spot the last few years, having Jeremy Swayman and Linus Ullmark. They flip them back every game, flip them back every game. And I think Monty realized in the Toronto series that Swayman was he's in the zone now. He's on a roll. There is no flipping back. I don't think Ullmark sees the crease unless Jeremy has a bad game and Monty wants to pull him to give him some rest, because Jeremy Swayman right now is playing, he's the best goalie in the league right now. So Sam Bennett's out. That hurts their team. Might not be back until games three or four, but I think it's going to be a phenomenal game tonight. I'm really excited to watch it. Let's talk about the Rangers in Carolina. It was a phenomenal game last night. It was so exciting. One of my favorite buildings ever to work was Madison Square Garden. One of my favorite buildings to work was PNC Arena in Carolina too, but different atmosphere in New York and Madison Square Gardens. And when that team is winning, there is no better place. There's no better building. I don't care about Vegas. I don't care about Montreal. Toronto's not even in the top 20 when it comes to atmospheres in the league. Madison Square Garden has the best atmosphere, bar none. 2-4-3 games. Vincent Trocheck, who I love, scored the winner last night. Referees made a call in double overtime. A lot of people didn't like it. But you know what? I don't have a problem with the call, and I'll tell you why. Carolina player in the neutral zone. He's chasing down Ranger player. Gives him a short little cross check in the back of the pants. Boom. His skates go from underneath him. There was kind of a scramble to see where the puck went. If Carolina picks that puck up and goes in on a breakaway or two on one and score, the Ranger team are freaking out. How can you not call that? Da, da, da. Carolina gets called for it. Rangers scoring a power play. And now the Carolina fans and players are complaining that it shouldn't have been a penalty. You are not going to win. The officials are not going to win in this situation. But I'll tell you this, they are instructed to call the standard throughout the playoffs. And kudos to them for making that call and having the balls to make that call in double overtime. And you know what? They will take heat from the media and the fans, but screw the media and the fans. The only people that they're held to a higher standard is Stephen Wakem and Gary Bettman. Zibanejad, Lafreniere, both playing great. Lafreniere, two goals last night. It's something about, I can't put my hand on it, my thumb on it. I can't figure out what it is about the Carolina Hurricanes that does not get me excited. They didn't get me excited last year. They didn't get me excited again this year in the regular season. I love Rod Brind'Amour. I love Brent Burns. I love the players on their team. Maybe it's their uniforms. I don't know what it is. I just don't get excited about the Carolina Hurricanes. It kind of reminds me when you break up with a girlfriend, and then you get back together with her again. You're really not that excited. That's how I feel with Carolina. I don't get excited about cheering on or watching that team play. I really hope the Rangers win this series. I think it's great for hockey. Because when you have one of the biggest markets and the New York Rangers in the playoffs, people tune in to watch that. So it's great for the league revenue-wise. And I just think the Rangers are a more exciting team to watch. You know what? But they're going to Carolina. That place is a tough place to play. And I would not be surprised at all if we came back to New York for game five and the series is all tied up 2 games to 2. Carolina is a tough place to play. The Hurricanes play a different game there. I think the crowd gets them to another level. The Carolina Hurricanes fans, listen, the team might not get me excited, but the fans there are phenomenal. And for anyone that hasn't been to a Hurricanes game before, if you get a chance in the playoffs, you live nearby, go check it out. They tailgate because it's in the South. They ch tail tailgate like they do for football games in the South. Carolina really is in the South, but they tailgate like they do for football games in the South. And that parking lot, if that game's at 7 o'clock in the evening, they will be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. They may be there at 7 a.m. in the morning, and they will set up their grills, their food, their booze. The kids will be playing, throwing football, shooting pucks. The atmosphere is phenomenal. So if you ever get a chance, go to a Carolina Hurricanes game. So I'm excited about that. I think it'll come back to New York tied up 2 games to 2. It'll be interesting to see. Dallas, Colorado. So watching the game last night, and my wife walks in, she goes, "It's 3-0 already." I go, "Yeah, it's 3-0 already for Dallas." Dallas just came on fire. It must have been. They must have came out on fire because of my buddy Nick Marucci, the glass banger. He's got all of the hockey Twitter world going on right now. Him and the fight that he's having with Biz Nasty is absolutely epic. And for anyone that was watching the game last night, behind the Colorado bench was our Instagram model that might be a little heavily endowed, and Biz Nasty today. It was a great tweet. He said, "We have the glass banger and the glass boober," he said. I absolutely laugh. And Nick Marucci, so he's got the sign, he's behind the glass, he annoys everybody. I'm sure all the fans around him, but I love the guy. I got to know him. He actually, last year, I had a game in Dallas. My son was in a tournament. I told Nick I was coming into town. He came over and cheered on my son and took a picture and hung out for the whole game. So listen, that's what makes our sport so much fun, is fans like him. So anyway, it's 3-0 and all in the first period. Suter scored, Wyatt Johnson scored, forget who the third person scored. And but I knew this game was a long ways from being over. And what happens is Dallas now sits back, and you can't sit back on Colorado. You can't sit back. They are too good, too fast. MacKinnon is an absolute stud. He had 2 points last night. And I got to give a shout out to Nikushkin for Colorado. When I was reffing, he went, this is unbelievable that this happened, this stat. He went 52 games playing for the Dallas Stars without getting a goal. I don't know what was going on in his life. I'm looking at this guy going, "This guy, his career's over. Like, he's going back to the KHL or going to the KHL," because he just did not have it. He just, I don't know what it was, but he has 8 goals now, which is remarkable. Did the same thing last year until he ran into a little trouble with somebody at the hotel in Colorado, and so or in Vegas, wherever he was. So anyway, Colorado is far from done. They obviously are far from done. They came back and won the game 4-3. But when that score was 3-0, I'm like, "Dallas, you gotta get that fourth one. You gotta get that fifth one," because Colorado, they've just got too much ammunition up front. Their defense is too good. And Grigoriev seems to have found his game in the last 4 or 5 games. Since game one of the Winnipeg series. So now we're in a situation where Dallas, they skated off the ice last night, and they are you kidding me? What just happened? We had them right by the you know what. We're up one, not up 3-0. We win game one, and now they are in a situation not like Colorado. Colorado doesn't have to win tomorrow night. Obviously, if they do, it's a bonus. Dallas is in a situation, even though they lost the first two games to Vegas, this Vegas is not like Colorado. Colorado has too much speed and they will keep coming at you in waves. So Dallas is in a position tomorrow night that they've got to win game two, because it you don't want to go to Colorado and have to win two games in Colorado. I reffed in Colorado. There is truth behind the fact that it is hard to play in Colorado because of the altitude. It would take me a good period before I'd feel comfortable. The first few skates around the ice when we'd come out, I was gasping for air. And it wasn't because I was out drinking all night. It was because my body had to get used to that altitude. And it takes, no matter how many times you've played there as a player, it takes you a good period, sometimes two, to get adjusted to it. So Dallas is in a must win tomorrow night. And if not, this series could be short. I think Dallas wins tomorrow night. I predict that Dallas will win tomorrow night and even the series up 1-1, going back to Colorado. And then we're in a cage match after that, because this is going to be one hell. This is a series, I think, out of all the series that I would love to see go seven games. Dallas and Carolina, or Dallas and Colorado. Let's make it happen. Let's go to seven games. Can't wait for tonight. Can't wait for Edmonton and Vancouver. And Edmonton, they're just, we know they're stacked. Draisaitl, MacKinnon, Kane, Taylor Nugent-Hopkins. They've got a phenomenal team, and it's going to be a great series. But they went 0-4 against Vancouver this year. Vancouver won all four games, but you know what? I'm still going to predict Edmonton, and I'm actually going to predict Edmonton. I think this will go seven games. I think this has got seven games written all over it. The only reason that it won't go seven games, and it go and Edmonton finishes them off in six, and I feel bad for the kid, is their goaltender, Arturs Silos. He's the third string goaltender behind Casey DeSmet and Thatcher Demko. And they're saying that Thatcher Demko may be back for game five or six in this series. So that's a real disadvantage for Vancouver, not having Thatcher Demko, who was one of the top goaltenders in the National Hockey League this past season. If I remember correctly, was nominated. No, he wasn't nominated for the Vezina, but he could have been. Somehow Bobrovsky got nominated for the Vezina and ahead of Jordan Binnington. Like, give me a break. His numbers weren't even close. But anyway, but the hatred that these two fan bases have might be, they might have more hatred than I've seen between any fan base ever. And it's personal. It isn't just, I'll cheer my team on, I'll cheer your team on, and I'll razz you and all this. There was a social media clip that happened 2 or 3 days ago. And it was a young boy in Vancouver. And I won't even say what I can't even say what he said on air. And it was disgraceful. And I posted it, reposted it, and I reposted it. I had 500,600 views, and all of a sudden I started. And all I said was, "Great parenting." It's disgraceful that this young man is able to talk like this, because I know if that was Bronson, he wouldn't be able to sit down for a month. Okay, because what this kid said at what 10, 11, 12, 13, however old he was absolutely repulsive. And I started getting attacked from the Vancouver fans. And you know what they do? Because typical fans, typical these liberal woke people in Vancouver, you're a racist. Oh my God. When I started seeing that, you're a racist. I'm like, because I think the kid was East Indian. I'm a racist. So you're telling me if that a white kid had done this, I would have not said the same thing. Well, I am telling you right now, you can go, you know what, yourself, because I would say the exact same thing, no matter what the color of the kid was. You guys, I love how you want to go right to the race card. You're so predictable. It's hilarious. And you think that you're gonna get me upset because, oh, and I'm gonna go back in this Twitter feed with you. No, I'm not. I'm just gonna block you because you're a bunch of losers. As soon as you pull the race card, I'll go back and forth with you if you want to discuss it. But when you want to pull the race card out, we are done. We're done. There's no more discussion because obviously you're not intelligent enough to discuss it. So I hope, and I love Rick Tocchet, and I hope Rick doesn't hear this, but I hope Edmonton kicks Vancouver's ass because Edmonton kicks Vancouver's ass because the Vancouver fans are the most repulsive fans I've ever seen. They almost burnt their own city down and wrecked businesses last time they lost in the Stanley Cup playoffs. What kind of fan base does that? A bunch of losers. So I'm rooting for Edmonton. I hope Edmonton, the Oilers, my buddy Evander Kane, go into Vancouver, kick their ass, take this game and take this series in six games. I cannot wait to watch it. And I might even go out and buy an Edmonton Oilers jersey for the next show. So I've got Florida beating Boston. Enough of that. I've got Florida beating Boston. I think it'll go six, but I think it'll be a seven-game series. Boston has really surprised me, and good for them. I did not think I was watching that Toronto-Boston series, and I thought whatever team came out of that series, that the Panthers were going to wax either one of those teams, and I was mistaken. So I say Edmonton wins tonight. It's going to be a great game. Stuart Skinner, completely different goaltender than in the past two seasons. You can see it in his confidence, and I think Edmonton wins tonight. Rangers and Carolina, I think it'll go seven games. Colorado versus Dallas. Listen, I think it'll go six. As I said earlier, I hope it goes seven. But Dallas, you better win tomorrow night, because if not, this could be a really deep, really short series. So that's it for today. I want to give a shout out to Bleav TV, Caffeine TV, to our sponsors, Bet Online, Whiskey in the Wild, and our new neck protection, neck guards. That have been approved through the National Hockey League and meet all requirements for USA Hockey. Reach out to me, email me at tpeel@pro-tectede.com, and I'll give you the Peelsy discount. Okay, I'll let you know that what that is when you call me or text me. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you listening to another episode of Snipes and Stripes. Goodbye.